Marijke Voorman is a registered nurse and the author of a very unique little book. And it really is little. It's called Just the Right Dose, Your Smart Guide to Prescription Drugs and How to Take Them Safely. Marijke Voorman is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
And welcome to CJAD.
Thank you.
I was expecting, when I first heard about this book, some giant tome that took three people to lift and so on. And this is really just a little book. And I understand it wasn't easy to get this thing published.
Yeah, it was difficult because there are books on the market about taking medication. But as you say, they're pretty big, they're pretty thick. And I just wanted a small little guide that people could pick up and flip through when they needed it. And just the information they needed, not all the extra stuff.
I would have thought that one of the big drug companies who seem to have plenty of money for everything would be grabbing onto you, getting you to do it for them. But it seemed you had to do it yourself pretty much.
I did. And at first I was disappointed, but in the end, it wasn't such a bad thing because I was able to control what I wanted in the book, and I was able to see my vision go from the vision to reality.
So as a registered nurse, you were able to do exactly as you wanted with this little book.
That's right.
Okay. And we'll tell folks how to get their hands on it in just a second or two. I know that I've learned myself over the years, and my wife too, with our various medications, that your best friend really is probably your local pharmacist.
Oh, absolutely. And I emphasize that throughout the book, and this book was reviewed by a pharmacist before it was published. Your pharmacist is your medication expert. Your doctor knows what to prescribe for you. Your nurse knows what the drugs are for. But it's your pharmacist who has all your records, supposedly. Like, it's best to keep all your records in one pharmacy. And your pharmacist knows what works together and what doesn't. That's what their specialty is.
Well, a tip that I think is really smart on your part is when you get a prescription, ask the person who wrote it to read it with you. Ask questions if anything is not clear. By that, do you mean the doctor or the pharmacist?
It should be the doctor or the nurse practitioner in some
okay.
areas now,
right.
Because that even happened to me. And I, like you said, I'm a nurse. When my children were very young, we had a couple of instances where I was just handed the prescription, and it was only after I left the office that I realized there was a problem.
Well, also, it can be hard for a layman like me, for example, to read a prescription that the doctor may have given me.
Exactly.
Because who can read those things anyway?
Exactly. And one of the mistakes that I had when my children were young was the doctor had told me a certain number of teaspoons of medication, but the pharmacist misread and wrote and filled tablespoons of medication. And it was only because I had heard him say, give him X number of teaspoons, that I knew that the prescription was wrong.
I think you've just identified a weak spot in the way things work. I know that after I've sat in a waiting room for far too long, and I finally get in to see the doctor, and I'm listening to all kinds of doctor stuff, by the time I get out of his office with a prescription, I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying take your time, make sure you get what's written, and you understand.
Absolutely. It's vital. It's your health.
Now, you also say that we should take our prescriptions to the drugstore, the written prescription, take it to the drugstore ASAP. How come?
Well, that's because even if the medication isn't to be taken right away, it could be taken as needed. The prescription itself is only good for 1 year. So let's say you don't need it for a few months and you get it filled. It still will only be good for 1 year from the time it was written, not from the time you have it filled. The other thing is to have it on your record, because if it's on your record, then other medications that come in, the pharmacist will know what you're taking, what you should be taking, what you're not taking, you know, that sort of thing. And it's to have everything central. And the other thing is very common sense. You can lose the prescription.
Yes, you can. I speak from somewhat experience, and I'm sorry about that. All right, that's picking up your getting your meds, getting rid of them. You don't put them in the garbage or flush them, do you?
You shouldn't. I mean, there are always some situations where you might not have a choice, but the best way to get rid of them is to bring them back to your pharmacy. So ask your pharmacist or the local drugstore that you use how you should dispose of the medication, because we don't want them in the sewer system and we don't want them in the garbage. If they're in the garbage, the animals that pick through the garbage can take them. When they're chewing through things, they end up in the landfill. They can pollute the ground. Kids might find them. So it's really not the best way to get rid of them.
So the pharmacy will dispose of them properly?
Well,
no charge, probably.
Ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Marijke Voorman is a registered nurse and the author of Just the Right Dose, Your Smart Guide to Prescription Drugs and How to Take Them Safely, here on CJAD 800. Do you turn your nose up at generic drugs, or are they okay?
Oh, absolutely not. They're fine. I don't turn my nose up to them at all. The only issue is that there are certain types of medications where you get used to a brand or a generic, either or. Okay, let me backtrack for a second.
Okay.
Prescription drugs or brand name drugs and generic drugs have the same medicinal ingredients in them. What the difference is what they use to bind the medication together or to make it, you know, put the coating on it or something like that.
Right.
Most of the time, there's no difference between them. You can take, like, store-bought Tylenol or you can take the brand name Tylenol. It's the same thing, okay? But with certain types of medications, your body might get used to the actual formulation, the binder, the coloring and everything. And if you switch brands or if you switch to a generic, then that could be an effect. For example, some people have found that with thyroid medications. Other people have found that with seizure medications. So there might be a difference with some of them, but for the vast majority of them, there's no difference at all.
All right. So I need to double check my prescription when I get it in my hot little hand, right? That
Absolutely.
Is the one that the doctor wanted and all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
I found that the pharmacy is also very good, and we do this at the end of the year, around tax time, and that is we get a printout of all the medicines we've taken that year, because some of this is going to be deductible.
Yeah, and actually what one of my friends does, who's also a nurse, is she gets a printout every time she gets a new prescription, so she has the newest one up to date in her wallet in case of emergency.
When it comes to abuse of prescription meds, Is that an issue in our home and native land?
Well, it is, and that's a little bit difficult to tell because when you have, like, pain medication and opioids and things like that,
right.
You know, there are so many people who actually need them that we might have gone a little bit on the other end of, you know, don't take the pain medication because you'll become addicted. So if there is a concern that there might be an addiction, that's something that you need to speak to your doctor about. But the one thing I'd caution is there's a big difference between addiction and tolerance. As we take medications, especially for pain, our bodies can become more tolerant to it, and we may need higher doses for it to be as effective as it was in the past. But that doesn't mean you're addicted to it.
It's my understanding that this wonderful little book is available on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon and on Chapters online. You can find it through the website called justtherightdose.com, or you can go straight to Amazon or Chapters and type in the name and you'll find it.
Well, we keep this book, this little book of yours, we keep it very handy at our house. I want to thank you very much. Great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Marijke Voorman is a registered nurse and the author of Just the Right Dose, Your Smart Guide to Prescription Drugs and How to Take Them Safely. And again, Amazon or Chapters online. It's just a small little book, doesn't cost a lot of money, but it's worth every nickel.